About 25 states already have signed on to a Wildlife Violators Compact. Under the agreement, violations of wildlife protection laws or license revocations that happen in one state would affect that person's status in all member states. Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Thomas Van Herren says the compact serves as a deterrent.
If somebody knows that if they don't pay their fine or don't appear in court, that their privileges will be revoked, not only in their home state, but in all these other states, it takes away their opportunity to go and hunt someplace else.
And Van Herren says many sportsmen and sportswomen do travel across state lines.
To go elk hunting out west or waterfowl hunting, pheasant hunting in the western states. And so hunters are pretty mobile these days.
2 years ago, the Wisconsin legislature gave the state the authority to try to join the Wildlife Violators Compact. The DNR is preparing some rules. The department promises to ensure that people are told their license is suspended in all the states, to make sure district attorneys and clerks of court are told, and to set up an administrative appeal process for the DNR. Wisconsin would still have to apply to join the compact. Among the states not part of the agreement are Texas, Alabama, and Nebraska. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.